A new policy document produced by a coalition of groups is calling for alternatives to the immigration and detention of children. The coalition, called the IDC, is made up of non-governmental organisations, faith-based groups, academics and individuals. Communication spokesperson for the Jesuit Refugee Service, James Stapleton, told us more about what the document is calling for.
I think what we hope is that states start to take a more pragmatic approach, that they start to look at their obligations as well as what they want to achieve. We understand that states want to minimise the arrival of irregular migrants, but what we want them to do is when they make decisions, like decisions to detain, that they do it looking at all of the facts, that the costs to the child, the benefits to the state. And they're not just making those decisions automatically to send out a message to future arrivals, because apart from anything else, it just isn't working. You know, you're not going to deter someone fleeing persecution or even extreme poverty in their country of origin by locking them up. Because unless your objective is to make the host country conditions worse than the conditions in the country of origin, which really will have profound effects, not only for those children, but also for us, if you like, as a civilization and how we view human beings. I think we really have to look at that. What we're hoping is states to sit down and to start to look at these children, their vulnerability, and to look at their options.